Hey, so I'm on the tailgate to talk about choices, and I'm sitting next to one of the greatest choices I ever made. This is Sarai. This is my bride, and this is your tailgate talk. Hey, so we have a big tub on the farm, and that tub is full of a thing called liquid feed. It smells kind of like, well, the stuff we used to feed smells kind of like molasses. We feed a new thing called Mix 30 now. It smells more like the dump. But anyway, so one day Lindley was checking cows with me, and we had salt. I've got salt blocks out too, and she likes salt, so she decided she was going to give the salt a try, and she did. And she followed that up with a moo, I'm a cow, right?
Moo, I'm a cow.
Well, as we were leaving, she saw the liquid feeder, and she was like, I think I want to try that. So I said, okay. I mean, not all choices are the best choice, but she did. And, well, you can see what she thought about that. It is, okay. The cows love it, but we are not cows.
It was
disgusting. It was disgusting. The book of Proverbs chapter 3, Sarai's favorite verses, if you ask her what's your favorite passage in scripture, she'll tell you Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it says,
trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths.
That's it. How many of you know that in life not all choices are good choices? And we learn that sometimes by waking up in the ditch and realizing we took a wrong turn. And we should have taken the advice, the truth that was laid out in front of us instead of the lies of the enemy. Not all choices are good choices. I'm sure that Lindley, who is just off camera right now, would tell you that the liquid feeder in the cattle field was a bad one. So what do you do when you make bad choices? When you get back up, do you learn from those bad choices? Do you realize that that hog pen is not somewhere that you want to spend any more time like the prodigal son? Or do you keep running back to it? You see, if I were to ask Lindley right now, hey Lindley, would you go taste the liquid feeder again?
No.
Absolutely not. See, you learn from your choices. You learn from them. I want to encourage you today, just as the Proverbs say in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, if you don't try to lean on your own understanding and your own plans and your own ways, but in all your ways acknowledge Him as the Lord of your life, He's going to drive the boat. Just the way it works. That's your encouragement today. Maybe it's time for you. Maybe this is a wake-up call for you to give the Lord acknowledgement as the Lord of your life today. At the bottom of this screen is a link. We would love to show you what it means to follow Jesus more. And so check out that link, get in touch with us, and let us help you in this journey of discipleship. Not all choices are good choices, but we can learn from them, and we can get back on our feet. So, Hal, yeah, thanks for joining me on the tailgate today. Isn't she pretty? All right. Hey, that's all we got. I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate until next week. And until then, have a great week. I love you. I'm Blake.
I'm Sarai.
And this has been your tailgate talk.